KXCI presents Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
My name is JJ Arevalo. I've lived in Tucson since 2010. I am from a small town in South Texas by the name of Donna. So Tucson definitely feels like home. I travel to Nogales every now and then, and it definitely feels like home being close and near to a border town.
Could you describe your identity?
I think there's been several evolutions of my identity. And I say evolutions because as one leaves home, one discovers a side of themselves that perhaps wasn't always highlighted. So once I got to college, I went to Oberlin Conservatory. There was much more of a need to really identify in the sense that I was actually a Tejano. I was a Chicano. So within the pan-Latino identity, I encompassed quite a few identities. And so it was the evolution of being a present person of color, a Latino, a Tejano, a Chicano in that small campus. So this is essentially where what I meant with the evolution of my identity. Now, of course, in my adult life and my professional life, I'm a higher education administrator. I am a Latino. I am a queer person of color. Yeah, there's a bit of a mosaic in terms of my identity. I've been able to, so another aspect of my identity is that I'm a musician. I've been able to integrate into the Tucson community with the various organizations. You know, I'm a freelance bassoonist, so I've played with quite a few of the volunteer orchestras and some of the choirs here in town, in addition to just Southern Arizona, along with my bassoon quartet. This identity takes me to different places. It lends itself to a much more colorful presence when it comes to outreach, when it comes to being an individual amongst many. Typically, a question I get is, how did you get to where you are now? And there's, I always say, it could be that it was just dumb luck with my mosaic of an identity. It really is just something that is, naturally a part of me. And so in any aspect of where I am, I'm able to sort of switch all these different hats within the Tucson community, Southern Arizona community. And for instance, I've just recently had a chance to perform in Hermosillo in an opera. And so the question is, how did you land here to this position? How did you be a part of this project? Sharing my experience and then sharing my experience with other colleagues, with other future musicians, other future professionals who may not necessarily have a sense of who they are yet, but have an idea of where they want to go, sharing, the many mosaics of my identity. The interesting part for me has always been the fact that I'm a bassoonist. And the question is always, oh, this is a very interesting instrument. And so it's a matter of giving accessibility to the instrument, to giving accessibility of classical music to mi gente, to my people, to my fellow community. It's not as familiar as, let's say, a guitarrón or a guitarra. It's, classical music still has some ways to go with it, with access and outreach to a lot of members of our community. When it comes to being a musician, I'm able to sort of share my love for my music, for the multi-genres of music that my bassoon quartet plays, that I'm familiar with, and sort of lend it some familiarity to something that could be traditional Mexican song, like playing a little version of Sabor a Mí on bassoon, to explaining how it's part of Peter and the Wolf and it's the voice of the grandpa, to a little bit of the Rite of Spring, which is very high. Part of this musician identity within Tucson and Southern Arizona, that's always, an aspect of identity that I like to share and impart, in that while it's not a unique while it is a unique instrument, it is a very accessible instrument, and it can be very familiar at the same time.
Thank you, JJ, for being in Tejiendo Identidades and link people to music.
Thank you.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia. Production and editing by Gwendolyn Hernandez. DJ Nenny G for KXCI Tucson.